KQED.
This is the California Report. Good morning to you. I'm John Sepulveda, and we begin with politics. As the U.S. Senate continues to craft a replacement for Obamacare behind closed doors, a new poll shows Californians are extremely concerned about losing their health care coverage under this Republican plan. From KQED's Politics and Government Desk, Marisa Lagos reports.
More than half of Californians are worried they or a family member could lose insurance coverage if the Affordable Care Act, or ACA, is repealed and replaced. That's according to a poll conducted by UC Berkeley's Institute for Governmental Studies. A record number of Californians, two-thirds, support the ACA, with just 26% opposed. And support is high throughout the state, though opinions on the health care law remain partisan. More than two-thirds of Republicans still object to what many call Obamacare. There's also strong support for California's Medicaid program for the poor. 88% say Medi-Cal is important to Californians, even if they don't personally use it. The telephone poll of more than 1,600 state residents was commissioned by the California Healthcare Foundation, a nonprofit that works to improve healthcare coverage. For the California Report, I'm Marisa Lagos.
Moving on now, this week, President Trump is hosting the inaugural meeting of the American Technology Council, which was formed to modernize government. California tech luminaries like Apple CEO Tim Cook and Alphabet's executive chairman Eric Schmidt are attending, but there will be some notable absences as well. To talk about this, we're joined now by KQED's Queena Kim. Good morning, Queena.
Good morning.
So who's not showing up and why?
There hasn't been any word that Elon Musk is going to be there. Remember, he was sort of an early, supporter, but he was on a lot of these councils, but then he dropped out.
After the climate accords.
Exactly, right. The Paris climate accords. And then also Facebook was invited, but they haven't said yet whether they're going or who they're sending. So that's a little unclear.
The American Technology Council was formally established by one of the president's executive actions in May. What's on this agenda?
I know in the next couple of days they're going to be talking about like drones and self-driving cars and that sort of stuff. But it's a little unclear. And I think also what's happening is like with so many of these weeks, it's sort of getting overshadowed by the investigations and all the other sort of controversy going around in the D.C. So there's not really a lot of news out about it.
KQED's Queena Kim joining us. Thanks so much, Queena.
Thanks for having me.
It wasn't that long ago that gay rights legislation was very controversial in Sacramento. But this week at the state capitol, LGBT Pride Month will be marked with ceremonies in the state assembly and Senate. KQED's senior editor for politics and government, Scott Schaefer, talked with the two Democrats who lead the LGBT caucus in the legislature.
Assemblyman Evan Lowe remembers his very first campaign for local office in the Silicon Valley city of Campbell more than a decade ago. His friends knew he was gay. His parents did not. That changed after a reporter covering his campaign found out.
And then on the front page of the paper, it said, Evan Lowe, 21 years old, Chinese American, openly gay, runs for city council. I had to tell them before they read that.
Lowe says it was hard finding the words to tell his parents.
Even in the Chinese culture, the word, they always said openly gay, but the translation that they would use was admits.
Like admitting guilt. Lowe is now 34 years old and chair of the LGBT caucus in the state legislature. He says his work as a legislator is shaped by those early experiences. The vice chair of the caucus is Senator Ricardo Lara from L.A. County. As a legislator, Lara says his experience as an openly gay Latino from Long Beach shapes his thinking on a wide range of issues.
You know, my Republican colleagues really come to me sometimes after like a heated debate on something that's passionate for me and say, I get it. I understand. But it's never around sexuality. It's more about like, I understand now why you're passionate because they understand my story, my upbringing, and what I care about.
Senator Lara is the author of legislation that would help create a single-payer healthcare system in California.
We stand on the shoulders of giants that have come before us in the LGBT caucus that have pushed these big issues. As legislators, we need to have those discussions, but we also have to figure out how we get this right.
The LGBT caucus was created 15 years ago. Today, it has a record 8 members, including an assemblywoman from Riverside County and 2 legislators from Stockton. For the California Report, I'm Scott Schaefer.
The Tahoe area has experienced record snowfall this year, with some resorts staying open past July 4th for the first time ever. All this snow hasn't stopped some locals from growing their own food despite the cold. Reporter Amy Westervelt has the story.
And some perennial things like nasturtiums and the artichokes.
I'm inside a 26-foot geodesic greenhouse that's warm and peaty despite the banks of snow all around us.
Some leafy greens, we've got some red Russian kale right here.
The humidity comes from a tank of water in the corner. Susie Sutphin, executive director of the Tahoe Food Hub, explains how the Sierra Growing Dome works.
Sun comes through the polycarbonate panels and it traps the heat of the sun in the body of water, and then that thermal mass then helps regulate the temperature of the dome, heating it in the wintertime, cooling it in the summertime.
Sutphin's organization connects local farmers to restaurants, schools, and hospitals. At the dome, they teach area residents how to grow food in alpine climates. The Food Hub inspired a school in South Lake Tahoe to install its own domes to provide students with fresh produce.
All right, everyone have a pencil?
Two-thirds of the students at Sierra House Elementary qualify for free and reduced lunch. In a place where most food is trucked in, the school's 15-foot grant-funded domes supply fresh fruits and vegetables every week. And growing their own food has these kids really excited about salad.
What's your favorite plant in here?
The mint.
The mint?
Because they taste good, and I just like them. I like eating the strawberries, the mint, and the salad that's around here.
Kindergarten through fifth graders go out to the domes twice a week for lessons ranging from gardening and basic botany to more advanced engineering. Come lunchtime, they belly up to a salad bar stocked by the domes. Students have a better understanding of where food comes from, and they're taking those lessons home with them. The local Family Resource Center has been fielding multiple requests for tips on what to do with kale. For the California Report, I'm Amy Westervelt in Truckee.
Support for the California Report comes from the California Endowment, working to achieve health and justice for all. Learn more at calendow.org. Barracuda Networks, security, data protection, and application delivery solutions for physical networks and public cloud services. Learn more at barracuda.com/products. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected, on the web at theschmidt.org.
And that is the California Report, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm John Sepulveda. Have a great day.